Well, good evening, everyone, or whatever time zone you're listening in, or I should say, actually, wherever you are. Again, my name is John Gunn, and this is our look at Cakewalk. Part 3.
One.
And just a little bit of review here. First of all, I'm going to give my email address right now, and I will give it at the end of this presentation. Again, my name is John Gunn, and my email address is gunn@tznet.com. That's gunn@tznet.com. That's Tango Zulu Nancy Echo Tango.com. And I'll repeat that again at the end of this presentation. This is our third look at Cakewalk. We did a little bit of editing last week, soloing some tracks, cutting out some portions of the tracks here. This week we're going to add a little bit of effects to some of the stuff in here. I'm going to show you a little bit basically how it is. Incidentally, I am using WindowEyes version 2.0, or let me rephrase that. WindowEyes 4.2. Just received the copy this morning, downloaded it. And I must say, I do not putting a plug in here for WindowEyes, but hey what, you know, why not? It is version 4.2 standard, and I have noticed a little bit of a difference with Cakewalk. The cursoring seems to be a little bit better, too, as far as letting me know which track I'm on. Received a couple of emails in the past week. couple questions. WindowEyes, in last week's session, we reviewed the WindowEyes, the keys that I'm using. And again, they are Control-Shift-1.
Selected tracks.
Which is selected tracks. At this time, we have nothing. Now, Control-Shift-2.
Current track. 1. Drums left.
Drums left. Sound like Paul Marquette drums. Kind of like it. Kind of that Scottish accent. And Control-Shift-3.
Position. 101000.
And again, that comes from a measure, man.
Edit range. 101000.
Okay.
101000.
And, of course, there's nothing to do there.
Punching out time.
Punching out time. Again, we may review that later on, maybe next week in our session here. Now, I can tell you that basically in the end here, I think. Or whenever I get around to it. It's a relaxed session. I'm not going to rush through things. Now, again, these Control Shift keys, these are WindowEyes layout. These are WindowEyes hotkeys. It appears you need certain things on the screen and what to look for. And that, again, is a WindowEyes issue, but these are not Cakewalk keyboard commands. However, you can assign there what they call key bindings, and what that really basically does if I do well, here's if I want to select all tracks, I do course Control A, which will select all tracks. Control N will deselect. And I have WindowEyes set up where it'll tell me, actually, if I do Control A.
Select all tracks.
Now, to verify that, I'm going to do Control Shift 1.
Select the tracks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, so that's how that is. And if I deselect them.
Deselect all tracks.
Okay, and I'm going to verify that again by Control-Shift-1.
Selected tracks.
And, of course, we have no track selected. And to make sure that I'm on my proper track.
Current track. 1. Drums left.
Okay, that's our current track. And that's drums left. Now, just to verify, I'm going to bring up the file that I brought up last week using when I was a little bit of baby. And I'm going to show you kind of what this sounds like, and we're going to go Control Home will bring me to the beginning, and just to see where we are.
Space.
And you'll see, here's some stuff in here. When I was a little bitty baby.
Space.
Okay, enough of that. So I'm going to just kind of refresh of what song we're doing here. Now, let's say if I wanted to put some vocal echo on here. What I want to do, let's find our vocal track here.
Six. Sax up harm. Seven.
Sax up harmony.
Eight. Brass right.
Brass right.
Eight. Nine. EP left.
EP left, nine. Which is electric piano.
Ten. EP right.
Four EP ten. Right.
11. Lead vocal. 11.
So now that's that's a lead vocal. But we're going to select this track again.
Comma.
And that will tell me, if I want to double check here.
Selected tracks. 11.
All right, 11. And I know that's lead vocal. So let's see if I want to add some echo to this.
1-0-0-0-0.
So now, just for all intents and purposes, what we're going to do here. I'm going to do F9 to set the beginning of this selection.
Set beginning selection to current position, 1-0-1-0-0-0.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I want to do. So now I'm going to go to the end of this selection here. And again, there's only track one.
End. 683048.
So now if I want to check my edit range here.
Edit range, 1-0-1-0-0-0. 683049.
So now let's see what's under audio effects.
F equals file pull E. U equals A, equals audio pull down. O equals combine.
Now, we're not going to do this here. Let's.
Menu closed. P equals piano roll.
Actually, no, we don't. Let me back
menu
up.
Closed.
Here. Just a second.
Menu closed. Custom control. F equals E. U equals undo C. A, equals audio pull down. O
we don't want
combine.
That. We want
menu
actual
closed.
Audio effects.
Equals audio pull down. U equals audio effects pull down.
That's what we want is audio effects.
Cakewalk pull down.
This is cakewalk.
CFX pull down.
CFX.
Cakewalk pull
or
down.
Or cakewalk. Now these two effects, the cakewalk effects are something built in with cakewalk. CFX is kind of a plug-in effects that also comes with a cakewalk. But let's see what kind of options we have for...
CFX pull down. Cakewalk pull down.
Let's see what we have for for effects for cakewalk. Cakewalk effects.
FX chorus stereo.
Chorus stereo.
Dialogue. FX delay stereo. Dialogue.
Delay stereo.
FX EQ stereo. Dialogue.
EQ stereo.
FX flanger stereo.
Flanger.
Dialogue. FX pitch shifter.
Pitch shifter.
Dialogue.
Which you can kind of imagine what that may be a little bit.
FX reverb stereo.
Dialogue. Reverb.
FX time pitch slish.
Time pitch stretch.
Dialogue. FX two amps in light. Dialogue. FX chorus stereo.
So let's do our...
FX time pitch slish. FX reverb stereo.
Let's do a reverb here, just for
dialogue.
The heck of it here.
Menu closed. Custom control. 11.
Now, I'm going to show you the different...
Sheet. Button. Save. Button. Delete. Button. Combo. Edit. Bypass. Preset. Graphic. Bypass. Ambient. Preset. Graphic. Ambient.
Ambient preset.
Arena. Preset.
That's arena.
Graphic.
That's a preset. And
arena.
You can edit these too.
Club. Preset. Graphic.
That's club.
Club. Concert.
Concert.
Preset. Graphic. Concert. Cosmos. Preset.
Cosmos, you can kind of imagine what that's like here.
Jazz club.
Jazz preset. Club.
Graphic.
Let's do the concert.
Cosmo. Concert. Preset.
So let's
graphic.
Just do there's different, when you go to your edit field, you can, there's a dry mix, there's a wet mix, the percentage, how much you want the effect to go through. But I'm not going to go through all that at this point. I just want to show you kind of what this is going to sound like. So.
Maybe not punch it, walk through audio. Button. Cancel. Dialogue.
Now, right now, what we're doing is we're processing the audio. I've selected the track 11, which is the lead vocal. And also, I've we're using the cakewalk effects for the stereo reverb. Now you won't be able to hear this, of course, because obviously you're hearing this in mono. But if I do Alt 9, which is a windowized full screen read, basically.
Default button. Cancel. Processing audio data.
Processing audio data. Let's do that again one more time.
Default button. Cancel.
Okay, so that time it didn't tell me anything, but and that's
default.
Depends, I think, where it
button.
Is.
Cancel.
Oh, come on, let's do it. Try one more time once here.
Button. Cancel.
So, but we know that we're processing the audio data.
Processing audio data.
And I did that for Windows.
Custom control.
Okay,
11.
Now we're all done here.
Arrow.
So,
beginning.
Now let's hear what this sounds like with the lead vocal added with everything in. Let's just out of curiosity.
Space. 11.
Can try that a little bit. I will just pull this track.
Toggle solo.
Now you hear my voice here. When I was a little bitty baby, my mom would rock me in a cradle. In a mold.
Toggle solo. Yes.
I can feel it back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mom would rock me in a cradle. In a mold. Cotton fields back home. Oh, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't be better. So that's kind of what that's what that sounds like a little bit.
100.
Now, let's say we want the whole band
F equal E
to be in a concert here.
UFX reverb stereo seats the RLG.
So I'm going to do the effects here. I'll let you hear that again.
F equal U equals undo FX reverb stereo seats the RLG.
Okay, it's undo. It's kind of like any document. And again, if I do this again.
Space. 11.
Can try that a little bit.
Toggle solo.
And of course, you won't hear any vocals. You know, this, as I said, it's kind of like a.
Let's do it now. Come on.
All right, we will. Hang on. Just sit tight, fella. When I was a little bitty baby, my mom.
Toggle solo.
Would rock me into the cradle.
Space.
Okay, so now
11.
We kind of know how to add effects, but let's have the whole band. Do the effect. So let's select all tracks.
Select all tracks.
And just to verify it.
Select the tracks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Fine. That sounds fine. Now I'm going to add this whole reverb thing again. And our edit range still should be.
Edit range. 101000. 683049.
Okay, I can deal with that. So now all tracks are selected. We're going to add that same audio
F
effect.
Equal E U equals undo seats the R. R equals redo FX reverb stereo. A equals audio pull down. Menu U equals audio effects pull down. Kickwalk pull down. FX chorus stereo. FX time pitch. FX reverb stereo. Menu closed.
So we're going to do the concert combo. Again once
edit
here.
Box. Zero. Button. Combo. Like S. Club. Concert. Cosmos. Concert.
All right, concert.
Reset.
Or as eloquence is a concert.
Maybe not.
So this could be a concerted effort.
Hourglass.
And now we're processing all the tracks. And again, this is using the processor. And again, I'm using Total Recorder, so I think I noticed when I solo or whatever I mute using Total Recorder, it does cut out a little bit. And I think it's partially because of recording. But that's a whole different set of rules or topic. But normally when I'm when I'm recording on my own, I usually don't hear that. So that's kind of what this is all about here.
Default. Button. Cancel. Processing audio data 8 done.
Okay, 8 done. So this is a lot of stuff here. you know, you've got the drums, you've got the bass, and you got the horn section, brass, left and brass, right? Plus you have the individual saxophones. So, you know, that can be quite a lot here. So that's why we're processing. It's going to take
default
a little time on this.
Button. Cancel. Processing audio data 30 done.
Okay, 30% done. So, you know, we're moving right along. But with this type of thing, you really need any amount of RAM you can get. It's pretty good. You know, as I said in my first presentation, I'm using 256 mega RAM. And generally, it's a slow machine. In today's standards, that's 300 megahertz, but it gets the job done. But I just want to show you a little bit how we can do this. You know, last week we went through of editing and fading things out and, you know, kind of cleaning things up a little bit. Also, while this is processing, I'm going to explain a little bit of what a mixdown is. And how we can incorporate
button
that a little bit here.
Cancel. Processing audio data 25 done.
Well, I think it said 30 before, and I think what's happening, we're hearing bits and pieces. It processes part of it, and it could be by track. I'm not really sure on that. I mean, again, I'm not going to claim to be an expert in Cakewalk, but I think I've got made some accomplishments in here. And
default button cancel.
So we're still processing yet.
Processing audio data.
And reading the title bar again with window eyes, control shift T, which is the title bar, tell me at least what's happening here.
Processing audio data.
Alright. Now I'll try Alt F9.
Default.
Yeah, Alt 9.
Button cancel. Processing audio data 36 done.
36 done. So we've got a lot of stuff here. But again, there's a lot of things going on here. Now, also we've discussed the fact with having various things. You know, we've got all of our tracks in place. I've showed you a little bit about editing and what it sounds like putting things in. You know, how we can edit the end of it, you know, kind of clean things up like we did last week in the beginning of it and so on and so forth. We've got all this together. And while this is doing it, I could have paused it, but why not? While this is doing it, I'm going to explain. Now, we've got all these tracks. What do I do to mix it down with? And I'm not going to mix it down, but I'm going to explain a little bit about what would happen. Let's see what our status is here.
Default. Button. Cancel. Processing audio. Auto 51 done.
All right, 51%. I can deal with that. And that's the way it goes. But we've got 11 tracks here, and we've got to really get this down to how is this set up? What's the is it all set up? You know, we got everything in place. We have the proper mix. Then you got to bounce that down to two tracks. And what that bouncing means, we've got to put 11 tracks down to two tracks. Because when you export as a WAV file, and that's how we would burn on a CD onto a CD, you need the two tracks, one left and one right. And if you were to export all this down into one, all 11 tracks, that would be a humongous WAV file.
Processing audio data 64 done.
I think by default, I think I checked this out once. Well, in fact, I'll check it out when I bring the file up. These 11 tracks are the proper mix down. I think the file is roughly 42 megs. 32 megs. I don't know that for sure. But when we get to that point in the program, I will, of course, check that out. But you got the 11 tracks, you got to mix them down to two tracks, and you still have to select your measures because we want all that information in there on those two tracks to export or save to an audio. In Cakewalk, you've got you can save it as a WAV file, MP3, or as a as real audio. I save mine as a wave. I haven't really experimented that much with using Cakewalk as an MP3 mixed down or exporting, I should say. So I use Music Match, which works pretty slick. Even with there's a lot of stuff going on there, but it it's pretty screen reader friendly as far as I've seen it.
Default button cancel processing audio data 83 done.
Okay, well, we're getting up there. Sometimes these things take time, but that gives me time to explain a little bit what's as far as for the various formats. And as I said before, I use Music Match to convert mine to a WAV file. But you know, maybe later on I'll experiment with a Cakewalk. But of course, when you burn it to a CD as a WAV file, you need that as WAV, but you can use, there's a lot of converters out there that will convert MP3 to WAV for CD use if you want to play it on a standard CD player. And as you know, the Winamp does that. So, you know, and that works pretty nice, but I don't want to get into that too much. But there's a lot of information in these tracks. You know, there's effects that I've added in here before, and there's editing what I, you know, as far as for fading in and fading out, all that information. When I opened up this file, it was
custom control 11.
Well, it wasn't that, but well, let me get to that in just a minute. Let's hear what this sounds like once. Here we go.
Space 11.
Can try a little bit. I wish you guys could hear this as well. It's really cool. When I was a little baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle. And old, got me feeling back home. When I was a little baby, my mama would rock me. I'll let you just hear the music once here. Okay. There was a little bit of popping in there, and I think I had the vocals too hot when I did that. But there's adjustments you can make on that. Let's deselect all tracks, and I'll just let you hear the music in this, because we've heard enough of me. We don't need to hear all that stuff.
Deselect all tracks.
So what I'm going to do is I deselected all tracks. I know I'm at track 11
current
yet.
Track 11.
All right.
Comma.
Whoops. We want to keep that select once here.
Selected tracks.
Whoops. So we
comma.
Okay, now.
Selected tracks 11.
So we're gonna mute this.
Toggle mute.
Toggle mute.
Beginning.
So let's go to the beginning. We'll hear what this sounds like just with the music bed.
Space 11.
Okay, so that's kind of what it sounds like.
Beginning.
Now let's
10000.
Let's deselect all tracks, and we're going to undo
E U equals undo FX reverb stereo CTRLZ.
FX reverb stereo. We're going to undo that.
Menu closed. Custom control.
So now 11. We undid that, and
selected tracks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, let's deselect our tracks here.
Deselect all tracks. Current track. 11.
All right. Vocal. So let's mute the lead vocal again.
Toggle mute.
But now you're going to hear no reverb at all.
Space. M.
Just pretty much dry. Except for the reverb of the piano that came through.
Space.
So now that's that's kind of how that works. Now, if I want to mix this down, I've done all my editing. Getting back to the mix down now, I've done all my editing. I selected all my measures, all my tracks. And we're not going to do this, but I'm going to show what it's like.
Beginning.
We'll select all tracks.
Zero. Select all tracks.
And they should be. We'll
select
double
tracks.
Check here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven.
Okay, so anyway, now we would we're going to go under this here.
F equals file pull down. O, C equals compact audio data.
Compact audio data, that's
Die
basically
on.
Cleaning it up, and I'll explain that sometime.
D equals clean audio disk. C
well,
equals
actually
clean
compressing
audio.
Is
D equals export video to AVI.
Export video to AVI.
X equals mix down audio pull down.
Mix down audio. Let's see what we have in here.
D equals export to file S.
Export the file, but we're not going to do that yet.
V equals bounce to track S.
Bounce to track.
Dialogue.
All right, so let's just, for the heck of it, we'll just choose
menu
this track.
Custom control, 11. Combo box, destination, 12. Blank.
Now, destination is 12. We have 11 tracks, so the next obviously available track would be track 12.
Combo box, format. Mix the single track stereo event S. 1 of 3.
No, I want to mix the two track.
Mix
two track.
The separate left and right tracks. 2 of 3.
I'll let you hear that again.
Mix the single track stereo event S.
Single
one
track stereo.
Three.
Well, I don't want to really do that.
Mix the separate left and right tracks.
Separate
two
left and right.
Of 3. Mix stereo content to mono. 3 of 3. Multi selection. List box. Source bus S. Playback through to file recorder. 1 of 1.
Now this is that's not really not too hot right there because Total Recorder took over on this. But I'm not going to mix
check
this
box
down here.
Check. Mix enables. Controller automation.
Control automation.
Check. Mix enables. Volume envelopes.
Volume envelopes.
Checkbox. Check. Mix enables. Pan envelopes.
Pan envelopes. Getting all their information.
Checkbox. Check. Mix enables. Track effects.
Track effects.
Checkbox. Check. Mix enables. O returns.
But anyway, that's not that's kind of how that is. We're going to get out of that. But there's one thing I should have done though is I have to make sure that all those 11 tracks are soloed. You cannot mix down to two tracks without making sure those tracks are soloed. So what I do is once I mix those tracks down, then or once I have, as I said before, all the editing and stuff done, then I will bounce those down to two tracks, which is basically that's how it's done, two tracks. So all the tracks are selected, we've soloed them, we've got them measures, and that's when we bounce it down. Now I'm going to let you hear the finished product of what I actually did with the whole thing. I'm not going to let you hear the whole thing, but because I don't want you to get too bored here. So why don't we pause this for just a minute, and I will bring up that file. I'll be right back. Okay, we're back, and here's the file as I mix it down. This is a complete mix now. By the way, it's about 23 megs. Now, before I play this, I want to explain here just a little bit. All the information, as I said, are stored in those tracks. If there's any MIDI included, reverbs, all your controlling as far as for syncing up with the other tracks, your effects, the whole nine yards. Roughly one of those tracks, and again, these are project files, bundle, and bundle is really a good way to put it because everything is bundled into one project. Cakewalk does have different file formats you can save it as. WRK is the default, but generally that's nothing more than a shortcut to that file. And I'd rather have the bundle open, but I guess either way you can do it. Now, so what we've done here is we've mixed down the file, and here is the finished product. And I'll let you play. I'll play probably a little bit of it. Well, we'll let it go. Here we go. When I was a little baby, my mama would ride me in a crate. In the old cotton fields back home. When I was a little baby, my mama would ride me in a crate. In the old cotton fields back home. Okay, that's the file. That's the mixed down copy Cottonfields. And next week we're going to deal with a little bit more editing, not a whole lot, because well, what puts all this together? I'm not going to go into setting up the tracks, not at that point. What I'm going to discuss, we're going to do a little bit of MIDI, not very much, but I'm going to. At least for the WindowEyes users, what it takes to put this all together. There are some files that we have to have, including set files. That's for WindowEyes users. JAWS, they'd call them scripts, but WindowEyes calls them set files. They're basically program environment files is what they really are. And that's really not a good way to put it, but for all intents and purposes, that's what I'm going to say for at this point. So that's it for at this point. And again, I'm going to give you my email address. It's gunn@tznet.com. That's G-U-N-N at T as in Tango, Z as in Zebra, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, .com. I hope you enjoy this. And here we go. That's what I was looking for.
One. Cotton.log/winamp.normal.
We're going to deal with the program, And I want to make sure before I check something.
Screen is on.
There we go.
One.
And
desktop.
I just want to make sure that we're
one.
And we're going to just get out of Winamp right
there. List view. My computer.
There we go.
Desktop normal. Window eyes. Untitled table
resolver. Okay. There we go. So that's, I just want to get out of Winamp right there. I notice sometimes the Winamp, if that's not minimized, window eyes kind of loses focus. I'm not sure about with other screen readers, but I didn't want to really start this recording. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at this point. And again, MIDI next week, a little bit of MIDI, and what it takes to put it all together. And I hope you enjoy the presentation, and we will see you next week. Thank you, and have a good week.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mose, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.